Blog Talk Radio.
On another beautiful night in downtown Pacific Beach, apparently I screwed up and we're only going to have a 15-minute show unless I figure out how to edit this. Damn it. I thought I went to the full 30 minutes, which is Joe does, but look like I can edit this as we are on air, so we're 15 minutes. What do you want? Anyways, next week, we will have a show. It will be 30 minutes. I believe it's going to be Thursday at this point for the simple fact we are got some stuff going on Wednesday with the U.S. soccer team, so I will get the AEW show in, but I'm not going to be able to review it until the next day. So we're going to plug away. Like I said, if I can figure out how to edit this, I don't think I can. So on to the show, and we'll squeeze in what we can. As always, great card tonight. They were in Rochester, New York. For AEW, Brody Lee's hometown, and you start off what the AEW does the best is a awesome first match with Adam Cole and Jungle Boy. The feud looks like that between Adam Cole and Bryan Danielson will continue. Excuse me. After the match, when Bryan Danielson, I'm going to keep saying the name until I get it right, comes down, challenges anybody elite, so he's going to face Nick Jackson next week. You had Martin and Sydal versus the Nightmare Family. Nightmare Family won, and then Arn Anderson cuts a good promo on Cody Rhodes. And I think Cody Rhodes is, it's going to be interesting to see where Cody Rhodes goes from here, because he's kind of just floundering a little bit to me. He needs a challenge. And for some odd reason, they decided to take the AEW title away from him. So where does he go from here? You had Kingston, Moxley, and Darby Allin. Darby Allin will be in later versus Anthony Green and Bear Country, of course. Moxley, Kingston, and Darby Allin won. Then you had the really an awesome. Oops, where is it? You had a very good match with the Dark Order, seeming to reunite for one night, and the for Brody Lee, his wife came out. I did like also the MJF Darby Allin, when Darby Allin talked about the four pillars of AEW. And Darby Allin called him out. So this is going to go somewhere. Like I said, I am speeding up because I only apparently have 15 minutes instead of the half an hour I thought. But what do you want when you screw stuff up? Where is it? Nope, can't seem to continue what I wanted to do on that. This is going to be one of those shows, isn't it? Love those shows. Awesome show. Great professionalism. But, and Brody Lee's wife came out, fired him up. So hopefully they get together. I'm not sure when Hangman Adam Page will show up. Hopefully soon, because I want him to take the title off. Kenny Omega, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen now. Danielson seems to still be going after Omega. You also had the announcement of full gear. Leo Rush is now All Elite. You also had the announcement that originally the match was full gear, which was originally supposed to take place in Minnesota. November 13th, which would have been a fun thing to go to, but I'll be coaching hopefully in playoffs at that point. It was supposed to be in St. Louis. It was moved to Minnesota. still Full Gear. The last card of the year, because they do have four pay-per-views. Let's see if I can remember them. They have All Out. They have Double or Nothing, which hopefully will be in Vegas this year, because I'll be there. Revolution and Full Gear, which has worked out awesomely. And a little side note, reading on the AEW's executive vice presidents, which is Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega. They're not as involved with creative as they used to be, even though Cody Rhodes is the only one that really attends meetings as regularly as anybody else. But Matt Jackson handles more of the merch. Nick Jackson focuses on handling being the elite things, and Omega is hands-on with the video game development. But they're not as much involved with creative. They have mentioned, one of the quotes I saw was, they're only EVPs and title only at this point. But you know what? It seems to be working. Whoever is really running the whole creative control, which I know Tony Khan is working. That being said, I am going to enjoy, I have a feeling, this MJF. Thinking about it right now, MJF, I'm going back. MJF and Darby Allin feud, because it's one of the big four. And it's going to be interesting because Darby Allin won the TNT title, and he mentioned that. He's the only one that's won gold of those four guys, which is Jungle Boy, MJF, Darby Allin, and Sammy Guevara. Sammy Guevara beat Miro to win the TNT title. And I'm not sure when he's going to get in the mix with MJF, because MJF has not held a title since he's been in AEW. But I like where this is going. I already talked about Revolution, Extreme Rules, which I did not buy because, well, I had stuff going. I did find it interesting. I accidentally found this. But October 21st is Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia. It'll be Roman Reigns, versus Brock Lesnar. And I'm sure there's a lot of money spent on that match in that card, which is kind of nice to have it on a Thursday afternoon where you can watch it when I get home. In fact, I believe it's a Monday. I'm not quite sure. I believe it's a Monday for that card. We also, what else was I going to mention? Because I'm going through the show quickly tonight because I'm an idiot. You have, it looks like the next SummerSlam, I guess it would be the next SummerSlam, supposedly will be in Wales at the Millennium Stadium, which I think seats 80,000. It is, if you don't know, it's the home of Welsh rugby and their soccer team. So that'll be fun. That'll be in the summer of next year. Not hopefully, but if they're smart, they'll do it during the day. I like those daytime pay-per-views. One of my favorite ones was a takeover, which I don't know if we're ever going to get a true takeover again with all the changes that are going on with NXT 2.0. Well, is anything better when it says 2.0? I don't know. Anyways, but one of the NXT takeovers is started at 9 and went to 12. It was so nice. It was just kind of nice way to work your day. But we'll see where we'll see how that sets up. But that will be a fun NWA. I mean, I still want to see NWA get involved with AEW. I'd like to see Cody Rhodes go down there and take the title off Trevor Murdoch, which I do. I do enjoy Trevor Murdoch because I want to see Nick have to face Cody Rhodes for the title again after what happened. Their two previous counters. One was All In, which was still one of my favorite matches because of the way they built it. But he's winning the title. That's the only way he can win a heavyweight title now. I know I'm just going to keep rambling until I get it. There's two matches I want to see. I want to see Nick Aldis, Cody Rhodes for the NWA title, and I want to see Okada versus Kenny in one of the biggest matches ever, rematches, because I think they faced three times in Japan. I'd like to see them once, and the possibilities are very, very chances worthy of that. We'll stop this abbreviated show because I'm an idiot. And I didn't put 30, I put, 15, 15-minute show instead of the half an hour, which I can do. I don't know what I was thinking. So, for those of you who are listening live for some odd reason on the 15-minute show, you can follow us on Twitter at Because Wrestling, because that's the name of the podcast, which I did not mention because I was so pissed at myself in the beginning. And you can email us at becausewrestling8@gmail.com. Please listen to my show, critique it. You want to come on, I'll let you on. We'll do a whole half an hour, believe it or not, just you and me and whoever else is listening. With that, we're going to sign off and have a temper tantrum that we screwed this with, because wrestling, signing off.